Ein Amad Aleph, three lines in the top. Okay. Actually, one line from the top. Lechazi, some stuff from there. Top of the line. What are you up to? Ayin, today the Ayin. Yeah. Okay, that seems like part of the story. Okay, what's happening? Simbarashi, we talked now about if you have a lesion growing out of you, the way you heal it is you take seven pieces of wheat and you cook it on a shovel, and then you some of the extract of oil comes out from it and you smear it on where those lesions are, and it works. So Simbarashi, obviously, whoever you have him, the David Acher, Simbarashi used this particular antidote for a guy who had leprosy, the itzi, and it worked.
So,
leprosy. Yeah, that was leprosy in those days. Now, if you look in Tesis there, fascinating Tesis. Shibarashi, Ovel Lehu Vichavim, Hikshir Abel Chon, Amai Osir Lerapis Oev Yachavim. My lawyer said, why was he allowed to save this to cure this guy? Lechayde, it's forbidden. Kiramidin, the Perigay Mamidin, Gabi Meyaledes, Umenika, giving birth to a guy. Afilu, Bischadim, they pay you. Lefisha, Megadle, Lavi Chavi. What do you think they can do with these children? They're going to raise them to avoid his order. So why was Sibarashi able to heal this guy? Goy Marie, a few answers. Number one, the Shema Kedeli, his Hakim Berefua. We need guinea pigs. Shari, Kedeshi Yedel, Rafa, Jisrael, I they came. Use mice, use goin. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam.
Cadavers. Using cadavers.
Okay, yeah. That's answer number one. If the RSPCA finds out, that's it. Number two. Inami. Ha'oive kechavim ha'yedeya shahayibaki b'nefuzos. And he went to the Sibarashi and said, give me this. He said, I know what it is you have to do. I saw what's done. Give it to me as well. Vishadi mishum eva. If they know that we know how to do it, if we refuse to treat them, it creates animosity, and you're not allowed to do that. So number three, Oishema loishay kan migadol ben levichavim kamei ben yelam nika. Taste the third answer is maybe it's only limited when we say you shouldn't cure a guy. It's only limited to their children because they don't know where they're going to go. But these guys are already adults. Whatever they are.
What if they're not over there?
So that's one thing today, yeah.
But that's Tosfos used that fairly often, that gelatin is very dissolved. How can we do this? Yeah. Well, this aren't really a bit of a dissolved.
No, but isn't it three different, either as guinea pigs, either because of Ava, or only the East is limited to Mialedis and Mianekis?
Who created the medicine for polio?
What about the most famous one, penicillin?
It was
that woman there, Mary?
No.
Who's Curie? Marie Curie. What did she do? No, what did she do? No.
That was Pavlov. We should write a history book in this year. We'll come up with some riddles. We'll rewrite this.
The world according to us.
Exactly. It'll be a very interesting read.
Whatever. Okay. How much was Shmuel? Hi, man, the mochle ba'alunchi. If somebody gets hit with a stick, the parsoi, a Persian sword, you should know they used to put the tips of the sword, they used to put poison in it. Is mechayel lechay, he will not live. He will not live at all. There's nothing you can do about it. However, at the hochi v'hochi, we want to prolong his life. We want to die instantaneously because he needs to write a will and testament. So therefore, at the hochi v'hochi, what we should do is nisvulei biser shmeina gumri. Why don't you give him fatty meat on coal, v'chamra chaya and raw wine? Efshad chaya purta. Maybe this will prolong his life a little bit. He'll be able to give last little instructions to his family. Now you're talking about not curing somebody, but just prolonging his life. If somebody swallows a bee or a wasp or whatever, a hornet, Michai lechai will never live. But in the meantime, I want to prolong his life a little bit. Nashke, let him drink. A revius of this kind of very, very strong vinegar. Efshe the chai putte. These are only efshes. It might work a little bit. And therefore, he'll be able to instruct his house. Last minute instructions. Ochal bosor shor belefes. If somebody eats good beef, good piece of steak, with turnips, or with a side dish. And he sleeps outdoors in the summertime, in the height of the summer, when the moon is full. He'll get a sickness known as Achila, but you'll see who that is. Tony learned, anybody's about typing, whatever he likes, he fills himself. then also a chasta achila gets sick with a sickness called achila. Amar Papa, afilu mitamri, even if he fills himself only with dates. For anyone pshita, why should it be different? He just said mikol davar. Why is tamri any worse mikol davar? Sal galamina, I would have thought, hoyil v'amad, since tamri might be an exception, because we said some wonderful things about tamri. Besides, it's good for shulchan and everything else. Tamri mazbon, tamri makes you full. Umishachnan, and warms you up. Oh, mishalshlan, and helps you loosen your bowels. Oh, mi'ashin, makes you strong. V'loy mefanken, and you never... It never makes it too edel, even though it's sweet. It doesn't make you never really satisfy you. Aimullah, I would have thought there's no limit there either. Kamashallah, no matter what, no matter how good something is, everything has its limit. My achilu, you're threatening us with this disease known as achilu. What is this achilu? Amar Abba, it's a fire that's in the bones. My achilu, a fire in the bones. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Eish garmi, bony fire. Not this part, I don't understand what exactly the question is, how we answer it. 100%. Where do you think he got it from? Where do you think that Rambam got it from? Right here. I really don't know what he means. What he asked my age, Lord Thomas, and he answered back in Aramaic, the fire of bones in Aramaic. I don't know. Okay, Maya Suse, what's the cure? I'm gonna buy the buy. I'm really aim. My foster mother, the one who raised me, told me kulu shakyana, all the drinks. All medicines, Tlasa, Vishiva, Vitae. Yeah, but what he said the exact same word, but in Aramaic. So why do you know what he means now? He didn't know what he meant before. So that's a local colloquial. Okay. Kulo Shakyana, all the medicines, either you need to take them Tlasa for 3 days. Leukemia. Is a marrow transplant. Tlosa, 3 days. Shiva, 7 days. Tresa, 12 days. Most medicines, either you take it for 3 days or 7 days or 12 days. Hi, Adamatsi. This one here, you continue taking until you complete the tachli, until you completely cure it. Kulo shakyana, leave it a corner. All medicines you can take on an empty stomach. Hi, Bosa, the Ochel Vishasi. This one here, you can take dafka after you ate, after you drank. Va'ayla, basically, you already went to the toilet. The nafik, and you walked out. Umashi, yodi, you wash your hands. Maisele, this is what you bring him. Maisele, you bring him Buna a handful, the shtisa, the talfachi, a fistful from a kind of a food made out of flour of lentils and salt. Ubuna the chamratika and a fistful of old wine. Vinigbalina badi adodi, you roll them together, vinechel, you eat it. Vinichel besadine, then you wrap it up in a linen, vinigane, and you sleep on it. Vileka the nukme, and nobody should wake him up. Add the koyman afshe, until he has to perspire, whatever, until he wakes up all on his own. We need to perspire. Okay, yeah, it could be. The chikoi, whenever he does wake up and he perspires, the whole idea he perspires through the night, get rid of the heat. Let, you know, when you're somebody sick, let him perspire so that he gets rid of all the heat from inside. And then when he stands up, lishkale le sadime, take the linen away from him. Because if you don't do it, we had a number of times where if you don't take away that which you were cured, would turn out to be the cause of a new disease. Hadar iluye, he'll come right back. We had something like this in Brochus. He's not assigned to it. Eat a third of your stomach should be full of food. A third should be full of drink. And Vahanach Shalish, and leave a third empty. Never get stuffed. Always leave a third empty. Why? Like Shatichais Tamrim. Look, if you're stuffed and you get angry, there's nowhere for the anger to sit and you have to let it out. But if you have a little room in your stomach, the anger can sit over there. What exactly does that mean? Yeah, who gets angry? What does it mean? Somehow or another, that if you're full stomach and you get angry, you have nowhere to store your anger, so you let it all out. But if you have where to store it, it doesn't go anywhere. Don't know. Okay, right.
Things that are happening in the brain.
Yeah.
The way your brain works, when you get angry, you're happy in these things, it doesn't...
Rashi stellt sich auf an expression. It's interesting. Rashi says, "V'yimali bitnecha kaas." You have a belly full of anger.
That's what you're saying.
I would think that's more of an expression, and he's saying,
literally.
Therefore, he's saying you actually have a problem with your tummy. You know, I had a gut full. That's it.
Very good. Maybe that's where the saying comes from. If you want to get sick in your stomach, always dip your food in the chummus and the tchina. Have dips there, whether it's summertime, whether it's wintertime, always dip in. But Rashi actually says it means vinegar or wine. Who said they dip bread into wine? Potato says by a nozzle.
Maybe Rashi said in the south of Europe.
I remember in yeshiva, we always know which yeshiva he went to. If he dipped his challah in oil, he was in Paris. If he dipped it in ketchup mayonnaise, he was in some American yeshiva. And so on and so forth. Ochrein and mayonnaise. Okay. So you dip in the summer, the winter, you always dip in. Now, next thing is, if you really enjoy a certain food, don't eat too much of it. Something's really tasty, control yourself. Now, eat, but not all of it. Don't go for seconds. Do not delay yourself. Do not tarry going to the bathroom. If you need to go to the toilet, if you urinate, do straight away. Because it's dangerous, it's harmful for you, and it causes stomach pains. Marukva said, "Haiman d'shasi tilya. Whoever drinks this terrible wine that tastes like vinegar, the chivra white one, the chasta, he'll get a sickness called vitik, which makes you very, very weak." There are 60 different styles of types of wine. Ma'al yedukula, the best one is sumka, is red, which is very interesting because we had another gemara that white wine is actually better than red wine. Sumka and halach as well. Sumka red. But this wine, and that's, it smells good as well. It has, had good odor, a fragrance. Greya de Kula, but the worst possible wine is Tilya Chivra. This wine known as Tilya Chivra, it's a strong wine and it tastes like vinegar. Cancels it out. If those people sit bitzaparne in the morning, nissen gabinur by fire, b'shayim mishcha, and they smear these oil ointments on them of oil of nafik, then they stand up and go out the yosef b'shimsha, and they sit in the sun. They put in the suntan lotion in the sun. Chaste vitig, also gets a disease known as vitig, which makes them very, very weak. Talk about me learned. Hey, Kizdam, if somebody lets blood, you have to give your body now a rest. Vishimish, and immediately you have marital relations. Vishimitasa, you haven't let bunny viskin. What kind of children you produce? You're going to have children that are not well. It'd be very weak. Hey, Kizush name, that's with the husband alone. If both of them did, Vishimshu, haven't bunny, they're going to have children much worse. Bali Rasan, extremely weak. And because they're going to have worms crawling in their brains. I'm not sure what that exactly means. Oh, okay. All the time, yes. When do we say that hakaza is very dangerous if you don't eat anything avol toim midi? If you ate before or less, but it doesn't matter because it gave you your strength. We're talking about after that kaza before the tashah. But if you ate something, you have strength, there's no problem. If somebody traveled and he was very weak, and immediately as soon as he came home, the first thing he did was he had tashmish, havle bunny viskin, again, he'll have very faint children. Tell me I've learned. He just came from the toilet, which is draining. Al yishamish mitosa, you do not have tashmish as well. Actually, yisha shir, chatzim meal, wait 9 minutes, 18 minutes of the meal, 9 minutes, or 12 minutes, if it's 12 and 24 minutes of the meal. Shed base hakise malavi imoy. You got an escort. The shed of the base hakise is escorting you. Yeah, exactly what it is. This is pretty amazing. The im shimish, and if you did a tashmish, have a bonim nichfim, you'll have kids with epilepsy. She can't walk in, she's scared of it.
They used to say how you get your hands started, your feet
on the shed,
and come to the
doshas
in the base.
How many students there were, yeah. The good thing news is, Hashem to rid the world from all shadim. So that's it, no more, no longer exists anymore. Tell them what we learned. Hamishamish mitosa, if somebody has tashmish ma'umit standing up, a chasta, you will have a disease known as ovis. That some kind of disease. What kind of disease is that? I'm not sure. He'll have, like he trembles. Maybe it's the Parkinson's or something. What did he say? What's ovis? And the side of being a Rashi where it says here, yeah, which is like cramp. Okay, Rashi says it that he trembles. Sure, it could be pocket, I don't know. Miyushiv, if he has tashri while he was sitting, Ichasta delaria. Delirious. Something more doesn't say what it is. And actually, more doesn't say, but maybe he becomes delirious. Yeah, exactly. Next conversation. He mil my levahu mil mata, which is on top, Ichasta delaria. The same disease, delaria. My delaria. What's delaria? Amr Rabbi Shimon Levi, Sam delaria. You know what the cure for delaria is? Dardra. My dardra, so the Gemara doesn't tell you what delirium is. No, delirium is like delirious or something. And what's dardra? I'm an abaya. Abaya is what dardra is. Moirika dechoy. It's a saffron from that grows near the fertilizer of sheep. I guess a special kind of saffron. Rapapa, Ali. Abaya is a chewed, ubole, swallowed. Rapapa, Ali chewed it, Vishani threw it away. This is a saffron. So what? So which one of these things caused him to have delirium? No, he had delirium. With all the things that had delirium, which one would have Papa Nichshelin? But the only time you get it is if you have Tashma standing or Tashma sitting. So what's that Papa worried about? Yes, I understand.
Maybe they were,
but
maybe it was a preventative medicine.
Maybe. If somebody does not know how to have, does not have, he's impotent. What do you do for impotence? Lase bring gimel kefizi, 3 kalim we had before, each one the size of the V is. So a total of 3 V's. And bringing it, kurtami, the chuyi, bring the saffron also. What do you tie kurta mean, the chuchi? Is it saffron also? Yeah, so there's 2 kinds of saffrons. There's a saffron we had before that grows the fertilizer of a sheep's dung and manure, and here we have fertilizer that grows near thorn bushes. It's a different kind of a thing. Okay. Vinadikuni, and then you grind it, vinishkalikino, and you cook it, bechamra and wine, vinishti, drink it. That's a perfect new form of Viagra. When I took that, I was young and virile again. Now, 3 things that weaken a person. If you're traveling, and you don't know what's going to happen when you get there. Pachad is number 1. Pachad is you are worried. You are worried that the future. For example, you're worried, where am I going to get my panasa from? Or you're worried that somebody's going to attack you. Just worrying alone makes you... depressed, and depressed makes you weak. The next thing is derech traveling, and the 3rd thing is v'oven, sin. Tesis has 2 opinions what the v'oven is. Either daigis oven, he's worried about that he might come to sin, or oinish oven, now that he sinned, he's worried, what's Abishag have in store for me? Pacha, by pacha, it says, libis charcha, my heart is worried, azavane koichi, lost all my koich. Derech, what do you mean by derech, it even says, inov aderech koichi, I was lost on the road. My koyach, and oven sin. The chesiv it says kosha ba'avoni koychia, weakened through my sins. My koyach. So it's the matin. That three things that also weaken a person. And beilehain ochal meumid, eat standing. Veshasim meumid, drink standing. Veshimish mitosim meumid, and your mitashmish meumid. All of them. And what happens is that you did all 3 things. You ate, then you drank, and then immediately had tashmish. You didn't pause or anything else. Even though we read a little before that you get other things, you'll have children that are vitik, you know, that are weak. Yeah, all 3. Vishasa, vishimish. Chamisha kerel misa, the 5 people that are bordering on death, yesim and achayim, close to death and life. Elohim. Does it end?
No.
The following. Ochal vi'amad. If he ate and he stood up straight away, if you ate, you should wait a few seconds when you finish eating before you stand up. Or shosavamad, you drank immediately, stood up instead of waiting. Hikiz dam vi'amad. You will make his dam and you stood up straight away. Yoshin v'amad, he slept, and as soon as he got up, he jumped out of bed instead of slowly easing into it. Shimish mitosav v'amad, he swam straight out instead of slowly easing his way out. Shisha Aisa Miyad may six people, the Falmud die straight away. Velahain. Haboba Derech, if somebody's traveling the road and he see a gay and he's very tired, and then Heikis Dam, he went ahead and he let his blood, Vinich, there is a Melech immediately after, it's all one after another. And then he went into the bathhouse, Vishasa, and then he drank, Vinishtak, and he got chicken, what a life. Vyosha got Bekarg, went to sleep. Vishimish Mitasa, somehow in the middle of sleep, or right after, he's sleepy. He had Tashmish. And only if you follow this particular pattern, will you die. I'm going to buy you a Kesidron mace. If you do Kesidron, you'll die. But if you don't Kesidron, it still weakens you. And it's not so. The Homo'idus, the woman called Mo'idus, of the Leila, of the Tlasmenayu, she made her slave do three of these things, whatever, whichever three. Umezi died. Ahu Kochjav, was a very fragile slave in the first place. Shmoina, very interesting Maria. There are eight things. Ruban, if you have too much of it, Kosh is bad for you. But Miyutan, if you have it in moderation, you have it fantastic. Look what they are. Elohein. No, but don't say it's better not to have any at all. You should have some, and that's very good for you, but too much of it is no good. Number one, chocolate. Elohein. Elohein. Derech. Traveling. It's a good thing to travel. It's very good to travel. Sorry?
By foot, not just to go walking.
Yeah, okay, by foot.
But not too much.
Next one is Vederechet, it's Tashmish. It's good to have some, not too much. Oishir, you hear this? Look at Ashi, Oishir. Miyuta Yofa. To have a little money in the bank is good. To have no money is no good. A little money is good. Verubai Kosha, too much is no good. Shemevatle Mitalma, Toiru Magbilavavi. Hear what Ashi says, why is it no good to have too much? You don't learn as much. Because you have all these affairs. And how's the grace? When you have only a little money, you're comfortable, but you don't think that. That's exactly right.
You know, the few weeks ago when they had that massive lottery in America?
Yeah. That's so,
someone says, a fellow says to the Rebbeinu Shlomo Meibish to do me a favor, let me win this lottery. And I tell you what, I'll devote my life to you. I'll sit in Torah all day and I'll learn Torah. Comes out of Baskol and says, "My Torah is like Michael Tovers. He got thousands of people like Netzer Sovers. Machen das auf 50 Dollar Chodesh."
You know, Perez Mushkin, you say, everybody says, you know, if I win the lottery ticket, I'll give 10% to Tzedakah. I'll give 50% to Tzedakah. He says, no, you got to say, I'll give nothing to Tzedakah. So then the Sultan say, oh, I like him. Let him win. It's the other guys, they don't want to win. Okay, Oishir. So wealth, so Rashi says, too much stops you from learning. That's no good. And you become Balgaiva. Umalocha, and work. It's good to work, but not to work 20 hours a day. Yayin, wine is good for you, a little bit, a cup a day. Keep the doctor away, but not too much. Shane is sleeping also, 5 hours a night, right? But not. And chami, and hot water to bathe and to drink. A good cup of coffee or tea. Bahakozas dam, and also letting the blood. These are all good in moderation. Shmoina mematim zazera. There are eight things that reduce someone's semen. Veluhein. Hamelach, salt. Salt somehow or another reduces your, makes it more impotent, I guess. Barov and famine. Bahanetek, that's that little saras. And bechia, crying. I'm not sure what that means. It means while you're crying or it has affected the whole time. Vishena gabekarka, sleeping on the ground is bad for that. And the gadgodias. Gadgodias is, I'm not exactly sure what that is. Coriander, that's what it is. Gadgodias is coriander. Coriander, that's right, coriander. And kshois, which is hops. Shaloibis mana. Not in the right hand. Okay. And if you make his down, if you let the blood, you can let the blood from any part of your body. If you do the region underneath by your legs, kiflaim does twice as much damage. Just like letting on the bottom is no good. Double on top is also good. Double. Means below the testicles. Above the testicles. What do you mean with kashul abizmana? What do you mean with abizmana by kshay? Just like the hops. People eat hops. It's only used for beer. Who eats it? Anyway, just like it's when it's not the right season. It's not healthy. When the right season is very healthy. When's the right season? In the summer. In the winter. What about Nisan Tishrei? Loy mala loy kosher. Not good, not bad. It says in the Mishnah, he says, Kisfu get li ishti. Right? Yeah, we're getting back to Gittin. You wrote a get, that's how we all started. You wrote a get to your wife, he told him to write. And then he had this disease with the sickness, with it, where we had the name of the shade for that is Kudiyokis. Remember, we know which incantation to make. It's Kudiyokis. And we said but you drink too much fresh wine because of the sickness. Anyway, he deliberately doesn't know what he's doing. So it says there, so if he first told him to write the get, and then he had this disease, Kuriakos, and then he told him, don't write it, we dismiss him. So what do? Koisvin v'noistin get l'alto. You write a get exactly the way he said in the beginning. Because his first words remain standing. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Right now he's crazy. How can he give it? Ain't koisvin elikishin yishtafe. When he gets healthy, you don't need to hear from him new instructions. You can then use the old instructions. But right now, while the shaita, how can you be the shliach? This Gemara here is a big source of chayshin, a beautiful girl, Machlik is between the Rambam, famous one, see if I have time to talk about it. My time with the Shlaki, most of the Shlaki, the time we learned, ain't but Baruch Klum. The Shlaki says, it says in the Mishnah, his last words are meaningless, so therefore the first words are still standing. Go write the get. I right now, he's crazy, so what? Rabbi Yechlam Allah, ain't but Baruch Klum, no. You know what I mean? His words are no good. Right now, he's a Rashaita. How can you function for him right now? Whenever, however, when he becomes well, that's when you listen. Ulaoil because like Yishtafi, only right when he becomes better. The whole machlech, the namatud is about in the case where the man gave a get and everything else, and when the shliach was about to give it to the wife, the man went crazy. He didn't die; he went crazy. Can he still give the get or not? Machlech the turin the ram can still give the get, and the way the achreinim learn it, but others learn it later. What's the idea of shlichus? Is shlichus something that this is how the mutzal eish learns? Is shlichus something where the mishaleh gives his koyach to the shlich, or is the shlich gives his koyach to the mishaleh? If the mishaleh gives koyach to the shlich, when did that happen? At the time he appointed him. At that time he was personally sane. So therefore the shliach can continue doing it because he has the koyach to do it, and the woman is free. But if you learn that the shliach gives his koyach back to the mishaleh, when does that happen? When he carries out the shlichus. But at that time there's no mishaleh because he's a chashayta. So then the shlichus, they get to no good. That's how mutzal eish, the chasam sefer, they all want to learn.
Pshat. Can't you also look at it in a way of what is the shlichus? Is it that he appointed him that a certain task has to be done? Or is it that the rotzin of the mishaleach has to be done, and when it's mentioned,
we had before machlekes where Achraim learned whether it's the outcome by shlichus or whether it's the actual method as well. What's the shlichus? We had machlekes with tamar mokum and all that kind of stuff. And he says, but anyway, says Moravite. The tzotzla is a little bit different than what I just told you. Says Moravite la'olam and koitzin elik yishtafe. But my kami was machlekes. Look, Madam Leivish Lucky says that this guy here is not a full blown shaita, and therefore he's like asleep. But Rabbi Yechon and Madam Leivish Rabbi Yechon says no, he's like a shaita. That's why the Rabbi Yechon holds it just like a shaita, and therefore it seems Rabbi Yechon that while you're shaita you cannot do the shluchas. You have to be well again. That's what it seems. Rabbi Yechon ami lead me liyoshan. Why does he compare it to sleeping? Yoshan lemechutz ma'ase. When it comes to yoshan, there's nothing that you have to do. He'll wake up eventually. So therefore, kudiyok is also. That's what yoshan. Behind mechutz ma'ase kudiyok, as we said before, you have to have a kind of an antidote. So therefore, it's more like a shaita. It's lucky. Damn a shaita. Why is lucky? A shaita. Shaita leisam yivel. Shaita. There's no cure. Hi, Sami Biyodon. It's not like a shaita. Shaita is a cure. Here, there's a cure for it. So therefore, because there's a cure, it's as if sleep. So what do? The Mishnah says, you give him bisra sumka, you give him their lean meat, agumra roasted on coal, the chamra mark and diluted wine. Says the Gemara, mi am Rabbi Yechon hachi? Did Rabbi Yechon say this? Oh, Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said name of Shmuel. We're asking now, Kash, Rabbi Yechon, you're comparing it to Shaita. You cannot give the get now in this state. We learn about the name of Shmuel. Shachet b'shnayim on a human. You shachted both of us some money. Marav shnayim. V'rom as any hinted while he was still alive. Oma kis v'get li'ishi. Hadei li'ichtu v'yitnu. They can write. And they can give. And they can give it. But time we learn, and the price as well. So the point of bringing the Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel is hard to understand against Rabbi Yechon. He's an Amayda. However, we had the same thing in the Braise. Ra'u, they saw Megui, they saw a person chopped up. He was hanging on a cross on the gallows. The Romas, and he hinted while I was alive, Kisvu, Getli, Ishti, the Dinis, had Elu Yichtavu, they can write, V'yitnu. They can write, and they can give it. So we see, you know what? That even though that right now he's definitely confused, you think he can think straight, whether the guy is hanging there or whether he's chopped up, you think he can think straight? No, but if he winks, we do it. So the Kurdiyakas also, what do you tell Rabbi Yechon is saying that you cannot give the get right now because he's all confused, he's a phase you could right here. So we're comparing the confusion of a person's about to die to the sickness of Kurdiyakas. Says the Gemara, Hachi has, what are you comparing? Ha, some died to Tzilusu, and the guy's about to die. He still has a clear mind. Navas v'kichishuso hu da'as chalabei. But physically, he's extremely weak. But if he's together. So if he winks with you, right to get, you're right to get. Hacha died to shagishtihi. Over here, he's not delirious. He's not in control. So it's very different. Says the Gemara, you're telling me that Shmuel said that we will carry out instructions. As Isaac is asked, if somebody was shachted or bodach, and then he ran away with me eating all of, you know, you didn't see if he died then or not. You could testify to his wife, you're a free woman, definitely your husband died. Here we're saying that definitely the husband died, and they were saying you're right to get. How's that work? No, it's a fact. You saw, you're a witness. You saw the going went and decapitate whatever they not a behemoth, a person, a human being, a human being. So a human being. The same tarfus that apply to an animal apply to a human being. Before we learn that you can go give a get, and here we learn that you don't even have to, if you didn't see the guy die, you can definitely testify in a court of law that this man's a dead man and she's a free woman. How does that work? The Isaac that the Chayu am I meeting love? If you tell me that the get is valid, love had to be alive. Why are you saying testifying? Amri Chayu Abba Seifulam. He definitely will die, but right now he's definitely alive. So you can write the get straight away and give it to straight away. Says the Gemara. El Miato, you hate Goyle Al Yoda. So Amri's question. That's only the difference. And he's also the coin. El Miato, you hate Goyle. She's also the coin. El Miato, you hate Goyle Al Yoda. So if so, then a person should go to Golas. A long time he learned. If you shach to that, you don't go to Golas because you're not definitely going to die. And you're telling me not definitely will die. You definitely die. If you did a Bishagi, why aren't you have to run to other Miklut? Says the Gemara, ha itma, we learned because there might be other factors. Maybe the wind exacerbated the wound. You were the only killer. The Abishah joined in. Or Inami, who killed the Vizmisasa? The guy himself was jumping around, and that in itself causes death. My benai, what's the killer? He caused it himself. Or that? Ika benai, the shachted base of the shish in the Bible house. Or pichas, he jumped around. There's no wind there. So the only factor is if the problem is wind, then you do a murder. But if the problem is that he jumped around, he jumped around. Or Inami, the shachted outside. There was a wind. Although pichas, we also saw that he didn't jump around. So the question is whether they're guilty or not. Taisus says that this cheshbon that we make, that perhaps the wind helped out, is only b'shegik. When it comes to maize, if you're a murderer, you murder somebody, and you only shech the rov samanim, even though the wind knows help, that's a what? You're a murderer. It's a special gzeres hakasuv by a golus that we are
in an accidental death.
Yeah. Normal shaking. If there's another factor here that brought upon his death, we're not going to make you go to Golas. Yeah, we asked, how do we know? Maybe he just has a problem with his head that it shakes. How do you know he meant to say yes, yes, or no, no? You know, you couldn't. Talk about somebody who's mute. How do we know that he didn't have his head was just loose? So we said, we test him. Says the Gemara, we asked a number of questions, three questions. Says the Gemara, "Beleiches dilma shiche de lav nokte." Maybe that what? What do you call it? Maybe that his head shakes no no, or his head shakes yes yes. We wait between one question and another question, because if he has a loose head, they would constantly keep on nodding up and down or sideways. We wait and pause, and we see that his nodding is a pure reaction to our questions, and we see that he's answering like he knows what we're talking about, and we repeat the same question. Yeah. Maybe that's his sickness, that there's a pause between one shaking and another shaking. We don't ask the same a bunch of no's, a bunch of yeses. Yes, two no's, then you know, then another no, then two yeses, and so on. This way, we see he has to change the direction of his head nodding. Only thing, maybe he's Japanese, and his head when he shakes up and down means no, and the other way around. So you got to first determine who he is. So you ask, are you Japanese? And then you work out which one it is. What kind of question do we ask him? We ask him things which are suitable for the summer, and we ask if he wants them for the winter, or things that are suitable for the winter, he wants them in the summer, like a coat. And then we see what he answers. What do you mean exactly? A coat. That's actually coat to belong. I guess coat is an international word. coat in the Sardini, or he asked for, which is in the, if he asked for a coat in the summer, you know something's wrong. Or Sardini, which is very thin covers. For the winter, you know something's wrong. What was it, Aya? Maybe Dilma, maybe in the summer he wants a coat, because Dilma koyde arde, maybe he was seized with a cold and he wants a coat. Well, that doesn't prove that he's a shaiter. We know Michama arde. With this, yeah, Ella bepeda. We talk about fruits that are summer fruits, and we ask if he wants them in the winter, like peaches or vice versa. Didn't have them in the Messias, they can have. Okay, let's go a little, just a little bit, a few more minutes. Oh, but I've kind of, but I've. Sorry. Okay, well, that doesn't prove that even a shaita would know that. We're talking about a question, he has to think a little bit. Yeah, okay, we'll stop here.